we're reading today, they're kind of, there's a lot to them. And there's a lot of beautiful things that the Lord has to say to your heart today. And if you're just going to listen to me say it, you're probably going to start tuning me out. So that won't be as fun. Okay. So today we're going to look up Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 8 and 10 through 14. Isaiah 43, we'll start with verses 1 through 8. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory. I have formed him, yes, I have made him. Bring him out, bring out the blind people who have eyes and the deaf who have ears. And verse 10 through 14 says, you are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall thou be after me. I, even I, am the Lord. And besides me, there is no Savior. I have declared and saved, and I have proclaimed, and there was no foreign God among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Indeed, before the day was, I am he. And there is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I work, and who will reverse it? Thus says the Lord your God, the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I will send to Babylon and bring them all down as fugitives, the Chaldeans who rejoice in their ships.
Our Heavenly Father, we are here in your presence because you prove that you are with us, that the power that you show us through generations, you prove that you are guiding us. We hope and pray that this message that you have brought here to this temple, the house of God, your house, will keep it forever, ever. Amen. Happy Sabbath. I think we have something mutual. I am super happy to be here with you, with tremendous dreams and tremendous visions that God provides for the future, for the young generation, and musicians. In this chapter that Charlene was reading, I was one time with my heart broken completely that I had to walk out from a 12 years marriage. And when I went to the apartment with my boxes, the only thing I found was a hymnal book. And I opened it and I read Isaiah 43. If you read this very carefully, you could see that God embraced and talked directly to my needs. And when I felt that, I faced the future. And what a future! That was way back, long time ago, that happens. And my life changed completely. I have a beautiful family. It was successful, so successful that I even give treatments to President Bush, John London. I was interviewed in Rich and Famous, providing a stress management. My dream came true, but to acknowledge that he was going to be guiding me, there is a transition that I went through in that time. In that time, like the verses, you were going to go through fire. Adrak, Bersat, Yavernego, those are the three people that went through the fire. No, I said it in Spanish, but you know which one I'm talking about. That line of borderline, they were going to go. Just imagine what they were thinking in that moment. God, are you sure you want me to go through that fire? You went to camp meeting on the forest, you in the fire, you know, gathering. You could see the feeling, the heat of that fire. You get closer and it gets hot. You have to step back. Those people, they were blind with God. They says, I'm not going to worship no idol. I will listen to you. That person, those people were walking, and what else they were thinking going through the fire? But then right in the borderline, they were pushed completely in the fire. But in the fire, what happened? I'm not burning. So what the devil is trying to intimidate us, saying you are weak, you're not going to go over that line. You are mine. But remember what God says first. Your name, he called you, you are mine. Can you imagine Moses going through the mountain of Sinai with sandals in the middle of the desert? Me going up there, I don't even talk, hardly talk. But God, what do you have for me? What's your point of interest toward me? So we are focusing into God's interest, not ours. Because if you see that, if you focus into God's interest, then you can visualize more what he wants. If we are looking at the world right now, the world condition, we could be really scared. But we have to let go of the world and pay attention to what really God wants for me, for yourself, what he wants you to do for, to understand your personal life that is suffering, that is going through transition. You have to know what is it he wants that I have to understand in my circumstances. Don't think that if all these people from the Bible went through transitions, don't think that you're not going through transitions too. We have to go through transitions in this life, especially in the last chapter of the Bible. The victory that we're going to have is bigger than the time of Moses. The victories that we're going to face is proof that God is. We're going to see the skies opening, looking at the angels. It's an amazing feeling that we're going to have. I've met people that they're saying really clear, I am ready for the second coming. I am waiting for Jesus. No longer this world is going to be guaranteeing that it's going to be better. So God wants us to pay attention to what He wants from us. Instead of saying, God, I have a list. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. And then we are lit. We're talking. We're doing the talking. We have to listen what God is saying to your personal life. Transitions. My father was very Catholic. He was 100% more than a monk. Republica Dominicana, Dominican Republic. He used to wear a canvas dress or outfit and kneeling on the floor, climb the mountains praying. But thanks God that he made a commitment and says, Mom, I don't want you to worship anymore these virgin statues and all this. I wanted to find the real truth. So he found a corporator. And he became a corporator. He decided not to dance anymore. He decided not to smoke anymore. And he became a corporator. Now, we're going to make a pause. Before that, he was corporator. When he, on a very dictator country, by the way, the time of Trujillo. Trujillo was, it's not Hugo Chavez, it's not Castro. Besides, Castro was buddy-buddy with Trujillo. And to be precise, 1959, where I was born, when he was corporating, let's step back, when he was corporating, the first vehicle that he had was a mule and the hammock in his shoulder. And when the sun goes down, he stayed there. And one time, it was pouring rain so hard that the mule won't walk on a water pond. It was high. And he had his documents in his pocket, and he was pushing the mule, and those documents fell on the ground floor, really dark. He get out of the mule, he kneeled down on the water, and there was a lightning bug came on the shoulder, and he could see the paper. And then he was pulling the mule, the mule wouldn't walk. He checked 12 feet, it was a cliff. But his destination, it was for a Bible work in a little mountain there. They were waiting for him. And at this time, I think that church is still there. He selling books, husbands, village people, he was taking the book because the wife says, "I want those books, but my husband don't want it." And so he says, "That's okay. If you want it, I'll take it to your home." When he walked through the door was open. That husband was with a machete behind the door. It was going to kill him, but then he dropped the machete and he started shaking. And he says, "Here, give me the books." And then he said, "What happened?" My father says, "What happened?" "I saw a glove, a white glove, walk being in between us, and that's why I didn't kill you." And many stories corporators go through, because those are the people that spread unconditional the word of God. They walk out of the house and face a lot of demons and a lot of people that they hate completely the word of God. My father changed the court order when he had me with family, and he became a good car salesperson in Dominican Republic. But the dictators, of course, it requires the papers, the green card, and the dealer owed him money to my father. And the owner says, "Sorry, I owe you money. Should I make you the papers for your family?" And my dad says, "Sure. Okay." He fixed the papers to my family, and he went to my mom. "Look, we have this opportunity. We're going to have the papers. We can go to Puerto Rico." And then my father says, "But we don't have the money." And my mom had a jar hiding and broke the glass, and there he goes. Okay, then my father decided to go to Puerto Rico for the first time. That was a year after I born. So that's when Trujillo got killed too. When he got to the airport, he didn't know anybody. He just walked out. And there was a lady, went to him directly and says, "Are you Seventh-day Adventist?" And he says, "Yes, do you have a place to stay?" And he says, "No." "Well, come on to my house. Come on and stay." And he did. Right away he connected himself with the Toyota dealer. And he was the best salesman in the Toyota dealer. But he was disappearing on Sabbath. And the owner says, "Why you don't come here and work on Sabbath?" And he says, "No, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist." "Oh, because you're the best. Here's the key. You could open the dealer on Sunday." And then he was blessed, and he brought us all the family. And I remember my car used to drive the Chevrolet Impalas, all these nice looking antique cars. I was enjoying it, all that. But then I have to recall on a DVD that I record my dad, what makes him change back again to corporator. But he did in Puerto Rico. And he started about three churches. He introduced the beautiful stories of the Bible books in Puerto Rico. He introduced it to Puerto Rico. He converted lawyers, judges. He was well known in Puerto Rico for his unconditional. And then in 1975, we moved to California. And he started corporating also. And he started a few churches over there. And I could see every time I go to different churches and play, they said, your dad gave me Bible lessons. We have to find signs why God is trying to tell you something, because he throws hints. The obstacle thing is that if we look our flesh, we're not going to go by the Spirit. And if we don't go by the Spirit, we're not going to understand God's language, because we have to be connected by the Holy Spirit to make changes in our lives. That's why I'm here, by signs. God brought me here to this beautiful temple, beautiful family. And it came the dream when I was here the last time. I said, I have to finish one CD. This church deserves it. And so I had a recollection of the music that I had saved and put it together. And also that was a sign how I found the studio and the person saying, I'd like to help you to record your CD. We don't have to obligate God to do your will, our will. No. He will let you know when is the right time, the right moment to move on. That's what happened with Pastor Walter. He had to change, but it was a call. And when somebody is being called, we better listen. Because he's got things. And if you check on Isaac, I hope, you're going to see that he gives authority. He says, do this because I mean it. This is what you need to do. In Puerto Rico, when I was very successful, that I put my own practice for stress management in El Conquistador Resort. I noticed that money was not happiness. Happiness is friends and family. And that's the secret of this church. You didn't know that? This is the warm feelings I could feel, because family and friends are the key, the chain of happiness. When I moved back to California from that transition of because I work in California and I worked in hospitals, but my dream was to work in hotels, and I took advantage because my personal life experience with my first marriage, I wanted to go back to my home. And I noticed that God was telling me in Ecclesiastes 11, if you see that, Ecclesiastes 11 woke me up and said, why you have to work so hard and don't rest your hand by the end of the day? And so on. And even getting angry is vanity. It says right there, Ecclesiastes 11. Even getting angry is vanity. You don't have to sweat. I will multiply, he says. I will make rivers in the dry land. I will multiply your kids. Multiply kids? When I was so traumatized that I had vasectomy for 12 years, multiply kids? That was my dialogue with God. And when I came back, I connect with my beautiful wife, my friend at that time. And we got married. I had reverse vasectomy, and I have beautiful kids. Three beautiful kids. You can see it on Facebook. My wife loves to put all kinds of pictures. Right now, if you check it out, she probably put the bulletin in the Facebook for I think Colleen knows about it. And the purpose is, my mission is protecting musicians. right now, the passion in California, I did three presentations of composers. And I'm going to talk about it this afternoon. The journey has been successful. I met a lot of musicians. They need guidance. It looks like they're homeless. They have to have a home base. And they understand a lot of people. Buster from Harvest Celebration, Max Mays, they love the idea. So I'm putting some also organizing, not asking the way I want to, is the way God wants to. And what I do right now is, like today, I'm talking about the musicians and the message and the idol that we're supposed to worship. I'm going to leave the last message for this morning saying, a lot of musicians are thinking way ahead of time, and they think way ahead in making arrangements, and music are controlling them instead of them controlling the music. I'm going to show you a video that I collect, the things that I've done with composers. Beautiful experience. One of them, they all touch my heart. One of them, it touched me because I admire this musician. And he passed away. But I had the privilege to invite him in the second last concert. I invite him to perform. But his music, he plead the people not to change your soul with a pocket full of gold. And that's one of the original songs that he sings. His music is like preaching, pleading that not to waste your life out there in the twilight zone, is to do something precise what God wants, because the God is the God, is not the goddess. And that's one of the verses that I'm going to read this afternoon. I want you to be here, because there is two chapters in the Bible. This inspired person that wrote on Psalm 96, and this person that wrote in 1 Chronicles 16, they were talking the same thing. And they never met. So what is it? It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who was leading the message. And I will tell you how that happened too this afternoon. I put this music. How many of you have heard this trombone player? Bill. KSDN. This guy, it was an icon, and I didn't know until I went completely 100% into musicians, and one of trombone players came to me and said, here's a copy. This guy passed away on the stage. He died. But he's so perfectionist. You could hear the notes. Very perfectionist. Every Friday, I was listening to that music in KSDN. But I didn't know that he had the chance to go out there in the world and be famous. But he grabbed an audience, mass of people going through with his concert presentation. He didn't need anything else, because the glory, he was giving the glory to God. Only God. And there's musicians out there. speaking of only in God, who remember Mary and Wendy? Mary and Wendy. Two singers, females, very popular in the 70s. They sing that song, Only in God. But they were tortured by the media, the gossip, and not only them, also other musicians like Don Holder, one of my icon too, composer. They left the church. And the Bible says, First Chronicles, who you praise, the God or the goddess? So the musician carry too much power on their hands, and then they make their own decisions, and they go into conflict. And they go against their conflicts, and they go against the church, and then they go against, and what they talk is politics. Linda Ronstadt, the last days of her success was when she talked against the president. And she was famous. She was in the peak of her life, very successful. So let's have this little video and enjoy what I've done blessing with musicians, and hope that I could see you today, this afternoon.
Shine your light into the world of darkness. Shine your light for all to see. Let your story shine bright. Illuminate the night. Shine your light.
I wonder with all my heart. I pray with all my might. But somehow the question still lingers way down deep inside.
Yay, yay. I see a man that inhabits this place, whose glory can't walk a mile in this town without seeing someone fall. Walk on by, shrug off why, blame them all. Mighty God, when your name is vengeance, his name is Prince of Peace. Rest in wonder, heaven is my sunrise, blue skies are my playground, there's beauty as far as I can see. Through thick or thin, lose or win, a deeper faith in how your love binds us together is
que eres diferente, eres omnipotente, el único Dios. Si solo te toco, tú puedes salvarme. Cuando me aferré al borde de tu mano,
those who cried out for his amor es mi alimento.
Change for you. The way you feel, I feel it too. You may be alone, but at least you'll get home. So why give away your soul for a pocket? Pocket full of gold. I met the man along the road. He took my hand and took my load. He said, walk with me and I'll set your soul free. So why give away your soul for a pocket, pocket full of gold? Your worldly love is no deal.
Sweet by and by. Who knows that? Everybody, huh?
This is not a trio. You're all supposed to sing with us.
You're all going to sing.
Meet on that beautiful.
Afternoon. Let's
pray. I have a colleague. Can we stand up, please? Let's stand up.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your blessings you have given us for many, many generations. And it's with the purpose of guiding your people. We hope and pray that we look at you, the only God, only in God. In the name of Jesus, amen.